We have the news now from Karen Creed.
Donald Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury for retaining classified government documents and obstruction of justice, according to a lawyer for the former US president. The criminal case brought by the US Department of Justice amounts to another legal setback for Mr. Trump as he seeks to regain the US presidency next year. The Justice Department has been investigating whether Mr. Trump mishandled classified documents he retained after leaving the White House in 2021. It marks the second time that Mr. Trump has been indicted. In April, he pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records relating to hush money paid to an adult film actress before the 2016 election. Speaking on social media last night, Mr. Trump said he had been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday, adding that he is an innocent man.
They go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxer's hoax, just like the Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
The Mental Health Commission has warned it will take action against the HSE's mental health services if compliance with regulations is not improved. Its annual report identified that many premises used are not fit for purpose for a modern mental health service. Our Northeast correspondent Laura Hogan reports.
The 2022 annual report from the Mental Health Commission is based on the inspection of 66 approved centres. It found that while there has been overall improvement across services, standards in four key areas, including premises and individual care planning, are simply unacceptable. The Commission said many centres are not fit for purpose and compliance has been low for the past 5 years, particularly in HSE premises. It is now calling for a targeted funded capital investment programme. The Commission warned that poorly performing public mental health services need to comply or face being removed from the register. The report also included a warning from the Inspector of Mental Health Services, who said there was an apparent inclination by some providers towards institutional care for vulnerable people. Dr. Susan Finnerty said this was cheaper and easier than sourcing more appropriately sized supported residences, and that we risked becoming a society once again that locked away vulnerable citizens. The HSE said it's aware of areas requiring further improvement. It's currently developing an action plan in response to the report's findings and will share it with the Commission in July.
A new survey of crime affecting Irish farms has found that more than half of respondents have been victims of theft. Results show tools and farm equipment, machinery and fuel were the most commonly stolen items. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGreely.
This research work was carried out by TU Dublin criminologists in conjunction with the IFA between July and November last year, and the views of 1,333 farmers who voluntarily completed a survey were included. Results show 55% of respondents have been victims of theft, with tools and farm equipment, machinery and fuel being the most commonly stolen items. 11 respondents had firearms stolen. 71% said they reported thefts to An Garda Síochána, 29% did not. Reasons given for not reporting were a belief Gardaí would do nothing, there was not enough evidence for Gardaí to act, or thefts were not serious. Stolen items were recovered in 11% of cases. The vast majority of respondents said there is a need for tougher laws and the courts are too lenient on people stealing from farms. 42% said there should be a dedicated Garda unit to deal with farm and rural crime.
French President Emmanuel Macron will visit the victims of a knife attack in the French Alps today. Four children aged between 22 months and 3 years were stabbed at a playground in the town of Annecy yesterday. Two men were also injured in the attack. The suspect, a 31-year-old Syrian national, was shot and arrested at the scene. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said the suspect had tried to claim asylum in France, but it was refused on Sunday because he had previously been granted asylum in Sweden 10 years ago. One person has been killed following a Russian airstrike in Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian military reported shooting down 4 out of 6 missiles launched during the attack and 10 out of 16 drones. The Interior Ministry said one person had been killed, 3 people were wounded and 4 buildings were destroyed. Now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A warm and humid day ahead with good spells of sunshine. However, some showers will move up from the southwest during the day. Highest temperatures of 18 to 25 degrees.